Biao Kane ho jest tał kusy dyna sfiro dla gojme. This is why he passed away during the sfiro, specifically at la gojme, she oz maschil his noitze tse or shel shvuos. That's the day when the light of the holiday of Shavuos starts turning on, being turned on. Shehu kabola satora, Shavuos was when the Jews received the Torah. Ki kol yemei hasfira en mechinas sheina digdusha. Because the 49 days of Sfira in general represent the concept of a holy sleep. Shehu tayda gedola lamoichem, which is a tremendous benefit to a Jew's brain. And the Shama, shayde zeh bo hamoich betoich le'emunah v'nishad esham, because that gives the brain the opportunity to enter into Emuna and be renewed there. Umekabel seichel chodosh v'neshama chadosha meir aponim. And the person receives a renewed seichel and a renewed neshama from the light of Hashem's face, kaviyachon. Shehu ayin ponim shel Torah kanal, which corresponds to the 70 lights or faces of the Torah. V'zehu b'chinas yitzias mitzrayim b'pesach, v'achakach yimei asfira, v'achakach shvu ashu kabolas ha-Torah. Rav Nosson says, with this, we're going to explain to you now the whole concept of leaving Mitzrayim, Sfira and Shavuos, how it's a whole cycle. Ki hakoyo b'shvil tikkun adas v'amoichim. The whole purpose of that whole period was a tikkun for the das and moichim of Klal Yisroel. Kimua b'kavona says, it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, shekol hakavona shel Pesach u'sfira Shavuos, hu lachzer u'lahamshich u'lasakin, ha'moichim shenivkunu v'nistalko ha'idei chet odom rishim, by the chet kol hador shachrov shem dora mabo v'dora klobo, that the whole concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all of this, is to correct and fix all the damage that was done to the Jews' neshamos and brains as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, and as a result of the generation of the flood and the dora haklobo. By the chet kol hador, exactly, shekulam Hogmu Bahadas, Alide Taivas Niuf, Vaide Havidazora Shalem, Shiru Pigam Emuna, Shugamkin Pigamadaskanam. Because if you read in the Chumash and in the Gemara and Midrash, their main crimes are the Marishan, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaPlogo, their main sins were adultery and idol worship. Now, adultery, Pigamabris, we know is Pigamadas. And idol worship is synonymous with Pigam Emuna. Defective emuna, so the whole, which means those. That's the brain effect. The brain is das and emuna. So therefore, in order for us to fix all of that, we have to make a tikkun for these two items, das and emuna. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor tzrichin l'sakin elu atikkunim sheu tikkun adas al idei habechinos amavuarim v'atorana. And therefore, the Jewish people in each and every single generation have to affect the tikkun hadas, which is the correction for all of these mistakes and problems, based on the procedure that Rabbeinu Zal describes in the chapter in the Quran that we're dealing with. Shezeu b'chinas Pesach u'sviro u'shvuos. Rabbeinu Nosson Zal now is going to show us how the whole tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal describes in the Quran, Rabbeinu Nosson Zal is going to show us how it happens specifically through Pesach, Sfira, and Shvuos. Keep a Pesach for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is the time when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Ve'oz nimshechu kol hamoichin behizgalus niflo ubehaora gedei lamoid ki yodua. And it's known in the writings of explains that based on the Arizal, that when we are told that when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, the night was lit up, completely lit, what that refers to spiritually is that the Jews were given a brand new burst of Sechel, Sechel Moichim light, Shezehu Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the main celebration and the main accomplishment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not simply that their bodies were taken out of slavery, because we've mentioned this hundreds of times. There's a pasuk that says, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. Hashem says, my nation is in exile from lack of Das. So the concept of being in exile is not so much a body item, it's a frame of mind. A person can be in exile in his own kitchen, in his own life. If a person feels that his brain isn't flying, he's not in a happy frame of mind, he doesn't have moichin de gadlus, as we call it, that's golus. Whether you're in chains, or whether you're standing on your head, doesn't matter. So therefore the concept of the Jews being in golus means pigamadas, constriction of das.
Going out of galus means expansion of the brain.
His galus hadas. That's what took place on Pesach. Ki b'mitzrayim hoyu hamoyach v'hadas b'galus kiyadua.
Because while the Jews were in Mitzrayim, their moyach and their seichel, that's what was in galus.
As is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that's what they emphasize.
Ki oz adayim lo nizdakech hamoyach b'shleimus.
Because at that point in time, the Jews' brains and the Jews' neshamos had not yet been purified.
V'chein hu b'chol odom.
And Rav Nosson Zal says, this isn't a story from 3,000 years ago. This applies to each and every one of us.
Shekol zman she'im ha'zeche lekadesh esmoichoi mimachshovois v'chochmois chitzonios v'zoris.
So long as a Jew has not yet succeeded in sanctifying his brain, in being able to keep out bad thoughts or learning the wrong types of things,
azai hu bechinas golus Mitzrayim,
then that person is in golus Mitzrayim.
Shemizgabar olof paroi, whereby the evil force called paroi is working against him,
al yidei shelo shomar esmoichoi mebechinas bas paroi,
because of the fact that the person did not guard his brain from attaching itself to Bas Paroi, which Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likutei Moran. Bas Paroi in this case symbolized the wrong types of wisdoms, philosophy, things that you're not allowed to learn. When Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, it represented, brought all kinds of trouble to him.
Shehi b'chinas chochmas chitzonis kanal.
Bas Paroi, this is not the daughter of Paroi that saved Moshe Rabbeinu from the war. We're talking about the Bas Paroi whom Shlomo HaMelech married, who represented, you know, all kinds of evil.
Chochmas chitzonius.
V'alkein lo yischilo geulas Mitzrayim ad shenoy lag Moshe.
Rav Nosson Zal says, now we can understand why the Jews did not leave. The whole concept of going out of Egypt began with the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why? What's the kesher?
Shehu hoyo ha-goyel.
He was their redeemer.
Ki hu hoyo b'chinas hadas kiyodua.
Because all the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mr. Das.
He's the epitome of Das Dikdusha.
He's the one who gave the Yidden the Torah.
So therefore it's most fitting that the one who represents Das is the one who takes the Yidden out of Golus.
Because we said before, the whole concept of Golus means no Das, or defective Das.
The Tekev Kishenoilad, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nizgale Oyer Hadas.
Immediately, the lights of Das and Seichel were revealed.
The Hischil, his Noitzetz Gulas Yisrael, which means the redemption of Kali Yisrael, started happening.
Kimoshikosud, as it says in the Chumash,
Vateira Oisoi Kitoivu.
She saw that he was good. And the Gemara says, what did she see that told her he was good?
That the whole room was filled with light when he was born. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the room was filled with light.
Ki ein toiv elo das dikdusha, das ha-Torah kdusha.
We know that the word toiv is synonymous with das. As the pasuk says in Mishle, gam b'loy das, nefesh loy toiv.
If a person has no das, they have no toiv.
So toiv means das.
And we see when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says they saw he was toiv, which means he was das, which means he was the opposite of exile. Because we said that a person is only in exile when his das isn't functioning well.
Ukamesh Kosel, as the pasuk says, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem,
toiros yal tazoivu. Hashem says, I've given you this wonderful gift, this toiv gift, don't forsake my Torah.
So we see the Torah, which is das, is called toiv.
V'alkein machmas she'oz hischil adas l'hishtalim,
because of the fact that with the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu,
that's when Shleimus Hadas started happening,
Alkein Chazra Tekev Bas Paroi Lakdusha.
Therefore, immediately, the daughter of Paroi entered into the Kiddusha.
Ubas Paroi Daiko Hitzila Es Moshe Menayorim.
And it was specifically a daughter of Paroi that rescued Moshe Rabbeinu from the river.
Zer Remez Shahadas Nishlam B'Shleimus Godel.
This teaches us, this alludes to the fact that with Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, there was an incredible Shleimus Hadas that was achieved for Klal Yisrael.
Ad Shebas Paroi Shu Chochmas Chitzonius Chozra Lakdusha
Veladas Dikdusha Shebchinas Moshe
Shemosro Nafshe B'Shivay,
to the point We talk about this many times, that there's this battle between good and evil. And sometimes the way that you deal with it is, you have to blow the evil away, you have to destroy it, wipe it out completely. Sometimes, when the good is powerful enough, it can take the evil and integrate it into the good and turn it into good, right? That's the higher accomplishment. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, Rabbeinu Zal explains it in the Kutim Aram that that represented a Yerida, a Pagam in a sense, because the Korban Tomei became, but all kinds of problems happened. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we see the opposite, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the room was filled with light, super das. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came into contact with Bas Paroi, it was where she joined him. Not she pulled him away from Yiddishkeit, but he brought her close to Yiddishkeit. She went down to the river to convert as a result of his being born. As a result of the revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu's light into the world, it was such a shleimus hadas for Klal Yisrael, for the world, that it forced Bas Paroi, which symbolizes Chochmas Chitzonius, to get sucked into the Kedusha, to get sucked in and swallowed up by the Kedusha. And that's what brought about the Geula. Because the main concept of the Yidden going out of Mitzrayim was based on Shleimus Hadas. Which is only the case when a Jew is able to defeat the wrong kinds of wisdoms, to defeat and get rid of and eliminate the wrong types of wisdoms. Bechinas Bas Paroi, which are given this nickname Bas Paroi, the Choizren El Akdusha, and they are able to be returned into the Kedusha, Umakirin Veyoidim Kulam Ki Hashem Elokim Hashemayim Al Ratz Metochas, whereby all get to recognize and acknowledge that Hashem is King. Shezehu Ikar Hadas, which is the ultimate Seichel, that's the most important Seichel. Kamoi Sheyeh Lo Osir, as is going to be in the future. As the pasuk says, "Ki oz efoy chelamim sofa brura likroy kulam b'shem Hashem." Then I will give all the nations a clear speech where they will all call out to Hashem. Nimtza. Therefore, we see from this, "Shebe Pesach b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim nishlam hadas v'nizbat lo achochmas achitzayne shulchin esbas paroi b'chazru l'akdusha kanal." That on Pesach, there was a certain shleimus hadas that was achieved, and thereby getting Bas Paroi to fall and enter into the Kiddusha and be able to be integrated into the Kiddusha. Avol, that's right, you have the place? So that's what Pesach represented. Going out of Golos, shleimus hadas, Bas Paroi being brought into the Kiddusha. Avol, Avol mi shebe Pesach nishlam hadas moi, however, despite the fact that on Pesach there was this super Shleimus Hadas, Afal Pikein Adayin Ein Hadas V'Shleimus Ad Shemechachin Oysoi. Still, the Das is not the Shleimus until you refresh it and rejuvenate it. This is so clear. Listen to this for a minute. You have a wedding. Big, beautiful, spectacular wedding. Everybody's enjoying it. Wonderful, this, that. When is the wedding over? When the last guest leaves? No. That's when the wedding is over for some of the guests and everything. When is the wedding really over? When the cleaning crew comes in and cleans the entire floor and sets up the place completely where it's ready for the next wedding. That's the completion of a cycle. That's what Rabbeinu Zal explained in Mikudei Moran and Rabbeinu Zal is emphasizing here. Shleimus Hadas is not when a person finishes learning for 3 hours. That's not Shleimus Hadas yet. Because at that point, his brain is tired, he's exhausted and everything from the learning. The Gemara says that the Torah weakens a person. So is it in his state of weakness? You want to call that shleimus? That's not shleimus. The cycle is complete when after he learned, he had shena, and the shena was the right kind of shena, the right kind of sleep. When that's complete, and the brain is reset and ready to absorb the next set, that's a completion of a cycle. That's the real Shleimus Hadas. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal is saying here that even though on Pesach we reached the height of a certain Shleimus Hadas, it wasn't over yet. It's only complete when you rejuvenate it by putting it into that state, cocoon state again, which is called sleep. That's what we're involved in doing during the days of Sfira. Shehu b'chinas sheino histalkus hadas. Ki achar yoim rishon shel Pesach choizrim v'nistalkin kol hamoichin v'adas kemuvo. Because the Arizal writes that as soon as the first night of Pesach is over, when a Jew wakes up in the morning on the day of Pesach, after the Seder, the moichin is gone. That super, super bright light, which was shining during the first night of Pesach, leaves completely. And the person goes into, what happens when the lights are out? You go to sleep. The person goes into a bechina of shena, kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Meaning, even though it's Yom Tov, and even though we say hallel and shul in the morning, and most people have no idea, it's only those people who read the writings of the Arizal, they know what's going on. They know that on a Kabbalistic level, the light is gone. It was there just during that night, that Seder night, and then it disappears. The histalkus hadas in a shena. And we know that whenever the das leaves, that's called sleep, in a sense, when the brain seems to shut down, the eyes close. The zebachinas oimer soirim. This is why the korban omer, which was brought, they used barley specifically. Shehu meichel behema, which is animal food, compared to wheat. Wheat is assumed to be the higher level, barley is lower level. Shehu heder adas, we've mentioned this many times, that animal compared to human implies lack of das, compared to das. The human is the intellectual, the intelligent being, compared to the animal, which is assumed to be the unintelligent or much less intelligent being. Bechina shena, which symbolizes sleep again. As Rabbi Nizal brings in a different chapter in Nikutiman, Shemaychol Behemel Ubechina Shena, that when a person is eating animal food, and this concept of animal food is comparable to sleep. Human food energizes, you know, and elevates you. Hainu She'achshov Onu Misalken Daitenu. Now, during these days of the Oimer, we put aside our das. Umachnisen Moichenu Latoichu Emuna Levad. We take our brain and we put it in a box called emuna. We put it in a place of emuna. Shehu b'chinas shena, which is compared to sleep. Kedei sheyischadesh moichenu, in order to rejuvenate the brain. Kedei shenizkel lekabel seichel chodosh uneshama chadosha me'or haponim, so that we receive a brand new brain, a brand new neshama coming from the light of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas kabbalas haTorah. That's what takes place on Shavuos when they receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Shehu ayin ponim laTorah, which refers to the 70 lights of the Torah. Shezeichen lekabel b'Shavuos, which a Jew receives on Shavuos. Shezeu b'chinas ma shechoizron lekabel maseichel chodesh laTorah, aydei mem tesim eisfiro shem b'china shena. Shaydei zen is halashmoyah. This is the concept of Kabbalas haTorah, which comes after 49 days of Sfira. After that period of sleep, in a sense. V'alkein yemei haSfira hein yemei din. This is why the 49 days of Yomer are days of judgment. Days of tshuva, days of judgment. Ki yodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Zeh b'chinas sheino, shu b'chinas laila, b'chinas choshech, b'chinas dinim kedua. We know that when a person is sleeping, they're in a state of din. What happens when a Jew goes to sleep every night? What happens to the neshama? The neshama goes up to heaven and is judged. And is judged. Because nighttime, darkness, always represents a concept of judgment, din. Kimavua b'zor kodesh, as is brought in the Zor kodesh, shebelaylo dino shaya. That nighttime is a time of din. That's why a Talmud Chacham isn't supposed to go out alone at night. You know, nighttime is a time when you got to stay indoors, hidden, protected. V'alkein noyagim lihiyos ne'urim kol halayla kula b'shavuos. And now you could understand why there's one night a year when the custom is to be awake all night. Shavuos. Zeu b'chinas hisleilu l'sashena. Because Shavuos night is the night when we wake up from that sleep. That's when we're coming out of the sleep. Ki sfira hu b'chinas shena. During the 49 days of sfira, we were in b'chinas shena. Hu b'chinas shena b'kdusha. Shaydei zeh daikon nischadei shmoichoi. Hamoyach haidei emuna. If a person slept properly during the Yemei HaSfira, then comes Shavuos night, hey man, he's really awake. He had a super sleep, so he's super awake. שאוז מקבלים שכל חודש ונשמה חדושה מאור הפונים שבחינס קבולס התוירו בחינס עין פונים לתור הקנון. נמצא ששבועס הוא בחינס הסלירוס השינה. So we see that שבועס is the concept of waking up from sleep. ועלכן נוער נוז כל הלל כנעל. That's why in שבועס specifically the avoid is to be awake all night. So Rav Moses Zal just showed us again that what's a complete cycle? A complete cycle is a person receiving a major, major burst of das, reaching a certain level of shleimus das, then shifting into emuna, and then being ready for the next burst of das. That's a whole cycle. That's a, other than that, it's not always a lahavdil. You get a worker, again, a waiter, who serves at a wedding, and he does a fabulous job. Everybody, and then as soon as the wedding's over, he walks out, goes home, comes back the next morning, and his boss gives him his walking papers. And the guy looks at, what are you talking about? I did it. I was perfect. I was the best. Ask every guest. The boss says, you silly. That was part of the job. Part of the job was serving all the guests. Then there's the cleanup and setting up for the wedding the next night. And if you didn't do it, you're fired. Lahavdil, lahavdil, look how we're being taught here that beruchnis, it's the same thing. Person thinks he finished the job. He thinks that he learned. Come on, he'll finish. Baloney. Baloney. Where's the emuna? Das without emuna is empty. So first you need a burst of das, then you need to be able to take the brain and dip it in emuna, solid emuna, and then take it out of there, and now it's ready for that high, next level of that. That's when you completed a cycle.
Ois hey, Rav Nosson Zal says, we were in the middle of a discussion about Pesach, Sfiras Lomer, and Shavuos. And Rav Nosson Zal was relating it to what Rav Enazal says in Likutei Moran, about a person absorbing das, then having to rest, having to sleep, in order for there to be a hischatshu samoichin, and then going further. This is the topic we're in the middle of now. And we're dealing with the issue of sleep and hisoirus from the shena, sleeping and waking up from sleep. And Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the whole concept of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Lag Bleimer, what it's all about. V'zehu b'chinas koil shofar shel matan Torah. This is also how we could understand the concept that the Torah writes about the noise of the shofar at Har Sinai on Shavuos Matan Torah. K'mo shekosuv vayehi bayom hashlishi, that on the third day after the Jews had been preparing for Matan Torah, vayehi koilei subrokim, there were sounds and thunder and lightning, the koil shofar chozok moed, and the sound of the shofar was very powerful. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki shofar hu bechinas hisoirus hashena." The shofar, the message of the shofar is "Uru yeshena mishnaschem." Wake up, those who are asleep. Shezehu bechinas shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole concept as to why we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kimavura b'hatoyran alkanal, as is explained in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. V'alkein mazkirin psukei shofar shel matan Torah b'Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why you'll find that in the Rosh Hashanah Shmon Esrei, there's a paragraph that begins, Ato Negleso Banan Kvoidecho, that Hashem revealed himself on Har Sinai with his holy cloud, and the shofar was blasting and everything. Umazkirin kol inyan shel matan Torah b'Rosh Hashanah. Kamei shekosu, Ato Negleso Banan Kvoidecho Har Sinai. Why? Ki matan Torah b'koil shofar. Because the Torah was given with the sound of the shofar. The shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar that's blown on Rosh Hashanah, heim bechina achas. They both symbolize the same concept. Bechinas hisoirus hashena. It's a concept of waking up from sleep. Shehu hischatshus hamoichin v'haneshama. We explained earlier that sleep is a very constructive item. Sleep is what gives the moyach and the neshama a chance to be nischadish, to be rejuvenated. Shezeu bechinas kabbalas haTorah. That's what's needed in order for a Jew to be ready to receive the Torah. To be ready to receive new Torah, he's got to first have a hischatshu samoichin, which takes place through sleep. And we had mentioned yesterday and earlier three different types of sleep. We mentioned physical sleep in a bed. We mentioned working, that working compared to learning is a bechina of shena. A person who's learning intensely for a couple hours a day and then goes out to work for a couple hours a day and then comes back to learn again, his working
refreshes his neshama. His working is ruchnius. His working is what gives the neshama a chance to rejuvenate itself, and as we're going to see, wait, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a gemara here about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. When he came out of the cave, you're going to see how well he explains the different groups in Klal Yisrael, those that learn all day, those that work and learn, and those that only work, and how all of them are very, very good, as we'll see soon. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, U'balag boimer nestalek Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. Va'oz maschil hisnoitzeitz ha'heora v'hakdusha shel shvuas. Lag Boimer is the day that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal passed away, and that's when the light and holiness of shvuas starts happening. It starts moving. Shehu bechinas hisoirus hashena, and we learned previously that shvuas is the concept of waking up from sleep. Shvuas, we not only stay awake during the day, we stay up all night. Hischatshu samoichin. Shvuas represents coming back after your brain has been nischadesh, after the brain has been refreshed. V'alkein oz hu hilula rabo de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is why Lag Boimer is the special great wedding of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. The word hilula means wedding, and it's the word that's used for the yortzeit of a very great tzaddik. Shehu bechinas his oirus hashena. It represents waking. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal is the tzaddik who represents waking up. Bechinas ir v'kadish kanal. As we mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned that there's a pasuk in Daniel, ir v'kadish min shemaya nochis. A holy angel. The word ir means angel, and the word ir also means awake, fully awake. Min shemaya nochis came down from heaven. The first letters of ir v'kadish min shemaya nochis spell the word Shimon, referring to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. He's this holy angel who symbolizes being totally awake or waking up. Why? Rav Nosson Zal now adds a piece to the puzzle. Ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hu keshes habris. We know that one of the things that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal is known for in the Gemara is that he represents the rainbow, which is the symbol of bris. When Hashem made the flood during the time of Noach, because there was such Tegama bris, because the animals were even living with each other, you know, cats with dogs, all kinds of horrible things. There was no concept of Tegama bris at the time, and as a result, Hashem made the flood, and Hashem promised that if the world ever turns that bad again, there won't be a flood again, but I'll put my rainbow in the sky as a symbol to remind you that you've become this bad, you deserve a flood, and it's only because I've sworn that I'll never make a flood again, that's why there's no flood. So the keshes, the rainbow, represents the concept of bris. That's why the bracha that you make when you see a rainbow is Baruch Atah Hashem Alkeinu Melech Haolam, Zecher HaBris. And Rav Nosson Zal says here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is the symbol of keshes HaBris. Kimavura B'divrei Razal, as is brought in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, that when one of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the whole story, how he jumped into Gan Eden while he was living, he stole the sword of the Malach HaMavis. It's a very interesting story in the Gemara. So P.S., the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was coming into Gan Eden, they made an announcement, clear the way, Bar Levoi is coming. This great tzaddik, the son of Levi, is coming. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, who is this guy? So they said to him, oh, he's the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he said, I have one question to ask him. Was the rainbow ever seen during your time? So he said, yes. Then he said, step aside. How great could you be? Because the greatness of a tzaddik is to protect for his entire generation. As Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, during my time, while I was living, the rainbow was never seen in the sky, meaning his holiness alone overshadowed the whole generation. He was so pure and he was such a high level of tikkun habris that he was mamtik the whole generation. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, Ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hu keshes habris, kimavur bedivrei razal. Shebishvil ze loy nira keshes biyomav. This is why the rainbow was never seen during his lifetime. Ki hu ba'atzmoy hoyo bechinas keshes. Because he was a bow. He was a rainbow. Shebishvil ze noyagin lidroy ha keshes b'lag boimer. This is one of the reasons why the children carry bows and arrows on Lag Boimer, because the word keshes means rainbow, and the word keshes means bow. The keshes, and the word keshes also means something else. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word keshes is the symbol of the shofar. Hu bechinas tikiyo shivorin trua shesimonum keshes. The three sounds of the shofar, tikiyo shivorin trua, tikiyo and trua both begin with tav. So the rabbi said, in such a case, we call the tikiyo by its second letter, kuf. Shvorim is shin, true is tav. So the word keshes actually symbolizes, keshes, symbolizes the sounds of the shofar. Wake up! Wake up! That's what the keshes is. Kimuvo mavura b'divrei Rabbein Ezal b'mokam achra, as Rabbein Ezal writes in a different chapter on the Kudimran. Sheheim klolius hakoilo shel shofar. Those three represent the total number of sounds of the shofar. Shehu bechinas hisoyrus hashena, which is the symbol of waking up from sleep. So we're showing another proof that what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai symbolizes, he represents waking up. He's that nuclear energy that wakes, can pull Klal Yisrael out of any deep slumber. Umachmas sheRabbi Shimon bar Yochai hu bechinas hisoyrus hashena, because of the fact that he is the tzaddik that represents waking up from sleep. Bechinas oyer haponim, the concept of the light of Hashem's face shining again, like the sun coming up again in the morning. V'alkein hispoer bo'idra, this is why we find that in a certain section in the Zohar Kodesh called the Idra, the word Idra in Aramaic means a room. There was two shiurim that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal gave, which were the deepest shiurim of his life. In the Zohar Kodesh, one is called Idra Rabba, the great Idra, and the other one is called Idra Zuta, the smaller Idra. The Idra Zuta is simply because there were less students around at the time. It was even a deeper portion of learning. That's where he taught the deepest secrets of Kabbalah were taught in those two sections, those two shiurim in the Zohar Kodesh. And the Idra Zuta was said right before his passing. On the day of his passing, he said to his students, I'm going to give you a shiur now, where we're going to give you everything, the whole ball of wax. And he said to them that at one point, the sun is about to set. Don't worry. The sun is going to wait till we're finished. I'm putting the sun on hold until we finish what we have to do here. So it's brought there in the Idra that one of the statements he made is, the hochamino da anpoi mehirin. Because I have been zeichet to see, I, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, have been zeichet to see Hashem's face, kaviyachol, lit up with its full lights. Bechinas oyer haponim. This represents that light of the face of Hashem that we spoke about earlier. Bechinas his admos pnei atokea. This also corresponds to the color that fills the face of the Baal Tokea. Anyone who's blown shofar before, who's watched the Baal Tokea, knows that when he's blowing shofar, his face turns red. That redness represents the light of Hashem's face, the Or Haponim, shining when one wakes up from sleep, when one is awakened. When a person's dead tired, his face looks pale and worn out, after a good rest, you look at him, wow, look at him, his face is shining, that kind of thing. Shenim shochin oirois miponim el yoinim, because at the time of Tkiyah Shofar, the Baal Tokea is drawing lights from the heavenly face. Bechinas kirun oyer haponim shel Moshe Rabbeinu, similar to the light that shone on Moshe Rabbeinu's face when he came down from Har Sinai. Alidei kabbalas haTorah. V'alkein, now comes a very, very important discussion. V'alkein loyhoyo Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai yochel lizboil kishero b'nei odom shoyiskem b'derech eretz. This is why the Gemara tells us a very unusual story, that when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal was sitting in a cave for 13 years, just learning day and night with angels, with all kinds of things, him and his son Rabbi Elozer, when they finished, when they came out of the cave, and he saw people working, he saw people planting and plowing fields and doing things like that, the Gemara says he looked at them, and fire, bursts of fire shot out of his eyes, and he burned them right on the spot. He killed them instantaneously, because he couldn't take watching people working. Kemoisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kisheyotza mehamora, chozi inshi, the korovi vizori. He saw people planting and doing work in the field. Omar, he said, Meinichin chaye oilam, voiskin bechaye shoch? What are these people, nuts? They're leaving eternal life and getting involved in something temporary? Whatever they're planting here is going to grow for a year, 2 years. 120 years, and that's it. They're willing to give up the study of Torah, which is eternal life, for this? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kol hamalochos v'iskei derech eretz sho'isim kulam heim b'chinas sheina. Because when a Jew works, when a Jew goes out to work, that symbolizes sleep. That corresponds to the concept of sleep. We had learned earlier that work is called masa umatan be'emuna, and sleep, when a person gets up from sleep, chadoshim labekorim rabo emuna secha. Both are when a person goes into emuna mode, and they have that chance to revive their brain. Shehu b'chinas masa umatan. Umachmas sh'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai hoyo rochek ne'ashena. And because of the fact that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was the furthest thing possible from sleep, his ear, he's the one who's fully awake, ki hoyo ir v'kadish kanal, v'al kein lo yoyo yochel esoivom klal. Therefore, he couldn't take it. When he saw somebody working, when he saw somebody sleeping, he couldn't, how could you sleep? Because he was a ball of all fire. He was all awake. He represents the total awakeness. V'omar, and he said, manichin chayolim v'oizkim chayishua. Hainu, that these people are leaving permanent life, you know, eternal life for something temporary. Rav Nosson Zal says, now watch this. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in the chapter Nikutim Ran that this is based on, Rabbeinu Zal asks a very important question. Hainu Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal had the same question that Rabbeinu Zal asks in Nikutim Ran in this chapter. Ki ho teinach l'misha oisek batoira. I understand a Jew who learns for a couple hours a day, she'oz hashena tova lefonav. For such a Jew, sleep is a very constructive thing. Shenischadesh moichay al yedei zeh, his brain gets recharged. V'yochel achakach lasik b'toyra b'moyach zach b'yoser, and he's able to come back after the nap and learn Torah with a clear mind, better than he did before, on a higher level. Avol mi she'eino yoisek b'toyra. However, a Jew who's not learning at all, ma poel b'hashena. What in the world does he accomplish with his sleep? What is he accomplishing? V'zehu meinichin chayei olam. This is why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, those people who leave Torah completely, they're leaving the eternal life completely, and involving themselves in the temporary, in sleep, what for? I don't see the purpose. If you tell me that sleep is to refresh your brain, to be able to learn better, makes sense. I understand. It's necessary. You're going somewhere. But if a person stays in bed all day, what kind of moron is that? A person who's only working, what kind of purpose is that? What is he rejuvenating his brain for if he's not going to use it at all? I could understand if a person was involved in permanent life, also in eternal life, and in addition to learning, he's working also, which we said is similar in concept to sleep. Then I can easily say that this person's going out to work, which is like sleeping, is a tremendous benefit. It's a major accomplishment. It helps him for avodas Hashem. Because when a person gets, because that's what gives the brain a chance to recharge itself and to be ready to learn again. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal's question was on people he saw who were only working. If they're only working, they're leaving Torah completely. And just work, just sleep, al kein hikpid aleihem b'yoseh. That's why he got angry at them and suddenly two laser beams came out of his eyes and he blew them away. Avol. So now comes the real question. Was he right? Was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal right? We find Hashem yelled at him. Hashem said, this is what I let you out of the cave for? To wipe out the world? Get back in there. Go back in. If you came out of the cave to destroy my world, get back into the cave. Hashem was makbid on it, got angry at him. Al she'enoi yochoy l'soiv lam klal. Over the fact that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal can't take those people. umanishamiyad, and he's punishing the instant punishment. Kemoisham Razal, as the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, Sheomar Hashem Yizborach, Hashem said to him, Lahachri voilami yitzasem, you came out of the cave to destroy my world, then get back in there. Ki be'emes gam zet srichim. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal is going to make a very powerful statement now. Because this is also necessary for Klal Yisrael. You need to have people that are only working. Kimavura bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'hatorah hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal answers this question in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Because the question is on Hashem. How come Hashem doesn't blow those people away? If you get a Jew who goes to yeshiva and he learns and graduates yeshiva and goes out to work and forgets the Torah completely, how come Hashem don't drop him? How come Hashem doesn't just zap him on the spot? He disappears because again, he's a total waste. He's not accomplishing anything for Hashem. No Torah at all, no this. Rav Nazal says over there, quoting the Gemara, Dekori Kori, whoever is capable of learning, let him learn. Udaloi Kori, and anyone who's not learning, Lehevi Tzivso L'chaveroi, then let him help his friend. Then he becomes an assistant for his friend. And Rav Nazal says over there, Shafilu mi she'enoi oisek b'Torah, even those Jews who aren't learning, Kishe'oisem asumat be'una, if they conduct business in a kosher way, if they're working properly on a job, not doing sins, shehu b'china shena, which is a concept of sleep, hu oise toivo lechaveroi shehu meisharoshoi. The person who's going out to work is providing the sleep for a guy in kolel who's learning all day, whose neshamas are connected together. We know that there's all kinds of neshamas that are plugged in upstairs. They come from the same box up there. Two wires plugged in, neighbors up there. And sometimes over here on earth, they don't even know each other. You could have a guy in Los Angeles who's working, and he's the guy who's providing his working. If he's doing it in a kosher way, he's the one who's providing the shena for someone in Bnei Brak who's learning, who needs his chatshus asechel, and he himself doesn't know about it and isn't doing enough for it, he's doing the sleeping for him. When his work, his maso matan demuna, is the shena that's needed for him. Sheneschadei shmoichoi v'nishmosoi aidei ha-maso matan shel chaveroi. Rav Nazal writes there in Likutei Moran that one Jew's neshama and seichel could get his chatshus through another Jew's working in a kosher way. So that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal was not correct. Because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal thought he had a good claim, he had a good shayla, that at least those Jews who are not learning at all, kill them! Burn them! And Hashem said, burn them? You don't understand. You don't understand that there's a higher madrega. You don't understand that things are even deeper than you. You're seeing it still on the surface. Look a little deeper. This Jew who's only working, he's not, if he's alone, if he were detached from Klal Yisrael period, then it's one thing. But Kol Yisrael Areivim Ze L'Zeh. Klal Yisrael is one family. And as a family, there are certain mitzvahs that only a Kohen can do. A Yisrael can't do it. So what happens? The Yisrael only have 604 mitzvahs? No. If there's an Achdus, if there's a unity between them, he covers for him and he covers for him. And he sleeps for him. Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Likutei Moran that there is such a concept. And this is why Hashem knows exactly what he's doing in how the world is set up, that these people need to learn, these people need to work and learn, and these people need to work. Again, even a person who's working should try, if at all possible, to get as much learning as he can. But we need to know that there are Jews who are not learning, and those people say he's a waste, he's a loser. They didn't learn the Gemara. They didn't learn Masechta Shabbos with Likutei Moran to know how Rabbeinu Zal explains what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal didn't understand and what Hashem showed them.